the last 2 years, we've seen interest rates skyrocket to levels that we haven't seen in 20 years. It's easy for me to say, like, oh, hey, you can just refinance. But what does that even really mean? What are the costs? What are the steps in refinance? How do you even know if it's the right time to refinance? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Refinancing did just possibly get cheaper right now in 2024. And we're going to go over the steps to refinance so that you're informed to know what's coming in the future when the rates really do start to go down. I'm Jen Hernandez. I've been a loan officer since 1995, and I have seen these high rates before. And I've also seen them come down, and I've seen people refinance many, 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 many times. So thanks for tuning in, listening to the episode. Let's get started. Okay, this week we're talking about refinances. So if you have a high interest rate, or if you want to get cash out of your home, for example, at some point you're going to refinance when the rates are going to come down, estimated in 2024. In fact, in my notes, I'm going to put some videos for you about the market and when rates are going to go down. So later, make sure that you watch those too. So refinancing is great. It lets you restructure your loan. Sometimes you can pull cash out. Rates are down and you want to make that payment a lot lower. You might want to go from a 30-year to a 15. So many things can be done at a refi. It's a brand new loan, like a fresh start. But there are costs involved. So depending on the state that you live in, the cost might be a little bit different. Definitely there's going to be some lender fees. Now, a lot of lenders offer, hey, we'll waive our lender fees at the time of refinance. So you just need to figure that out when the time comes. But there's lender fees to refi. There's an appraisal. The house has to be reappraised. There's some recording fees with the county. One of the biggest fees, at least in the state where I live in Texas, are title fees. So the title company is the entity. They're the disinterested party that's paying all the bills, making sure everyone gets paid. They're receiving money from the lender, maybe receiving money from the buyer. They're issuing a title policy to the lender of the new refinanced loan that there's clear title, that there's no weird encumbrances, no liens, that the tax man isn't coming after you, that there's no judgments. It's an important part of the process to make sure that this lender has first lien position and that all some of the bad things that might be happening to you in the background, if that is happening, that all that is wiped clean and you're ready to go. So my point is that the title fees can be a pretty big part of your cost. Again, depending on what state you live in. So fast forward, in March, President Biden gave a State of the Union address and he mentioned, hey, there's an initiative that I've implemented to start with the FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Sandra Thompson is the director of the FHFA, and she came out right the very next morning after Biden made his talk and said, hey, there is an initiative that we are piloting a program to see for low-risk buyers if we can not require the title insurance. So there's not a lot of facts out on this yet, so keep watching the channel, because as it comes out, I'm going to let you know. But this is what that said to me after all my years of experience. A pilot program means it's not set in stone. For low risk buyers or low risk borrowers, we're going to make no title insurance potentially possible, which will cut out, could be thousands of dollars off of your refinance. So you want to make sure that your credit is absolutely intact, because low risk means there's low risk of you not paying. That's what that means. So you're probably wondering, what does that mean? How do I get the best credit? You want to stick around and watch this next video that I'm going to put right here at the end about credit, all you need to know. So I'll keep you posted on what's coming out on the refi, but just know that refinancing cost potentially just got slashed if this pilot program does actually go into effect. So now we've heard that refinancing just might get cheaper in 2024 with some proposed ideas. Now let's go dig super deep into what are the steps. I've identified some steps for you to understand refinancing. We're going to dive right in. This is a prior recording that I've got that is a bonus round for you today, so you know what to look for, how to know if it's even right to refinance, and what those steps are.
When you purchase a home, remember that you marry the house, not the interest rate. You can always refinance your mortgage for several reasons. You might want to change the term, lessen the years, extend the years, get cash out, or change the interest rate. How to refinance your home mortgage. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says that to refinance means to reorganize the financing of something. So when you're refinancing a home, you're extending the debt that's already there. Now, if you paid cash for a house, you can refinance as well and take cash out. This video is about how to refinance your home mortgage. So step number one is you need to gather certain documents because the lender is going to ask you several questions about your existing mortgage. So you'll need the current mortgage statement if you have one. That'll show the current terms. It'll show the current payment breakdown. You'll also need to get your annual property tax statement or statements. You might have several taxing authorities. And you'll also need to get the declaration page or the first page of your homeowner's insurance policy to show what your annual premium is. These things are needed in case you have an escrow account. The lender's going to want to know exactly how much your payment's going to be, because that might have changed since you purchased the home several years back. Also, if you have taken out any additional loans against your home since you originally purchased, like a home equity loan, a home improvement loan, make sure you gather those documents as well. A mortgage statement for those bank loans, and you want to get the original note from these loans that you have on the property, because the lender might need to see them to see the terms of the original document. So have these things handy and be ready to answer questions, some basic questions that the lender is going to ask you about the current terms of your current mortgage. Step number two is to call the lender or loan officer that originally helped you. This is your best bet against getting some real accurate information. It's someone that already knows you. They know your profile. So if you have their contact information, hopefully that you do, try calling them first just to see what they have to say and what they can offer. Many times they can do things more streamlined than starting new with another lender. Again, we're talking about refinancing your home mortgage. So if you're liking the information so far, make sure you comment and like below. So step number three is to ask for estimates in writing. So there's a document called a loan estimate, and it gives the exact fees, it gives the APR, it gives all the details of the loan. You want to stay away from getting things just on an email. If they seem vague to you and they don't have any breakdown of fees, that might be something, just a red flag that you want to make sure before you commit to anything, that you make sure and get an estimated breakdown of exactly what fees you're going to pay. That leads me to step number four. You need to expect that there are fees to refinance. So a common misconception or myth that we hear from borrowers when they call us is they say, oh, well, I already financed it once. It's just a matter of flipping a switch and changing the rate and I get a new loan and there's not an expectation of fees. That's actually inaccurate. So when you get a new loan, it's as if you're starting all over again. So the new lender is actually paying off the loan in existence. So there's fees that need to happen. There's processing and underwriting and an appraisal has to be done. There's title company fees. So every state is different. So make sure, again, that you get these things in writing, but just wanted to give you a heads up that there are going to be some fees involved. So it will depend on the lender and it will depend on the state that you're in. The next thing to expect in the fee section is a new escrow account. So I have a video on the specifics of an escrow account and what that means, cost to refinance. So make sure you check out the YouTube card that we've got above, and we've got a video on how, what to expect on the cost to refinance in Texas specifically. Step number five is to review your credit and receive documents. So again, that's another misconception that we hear is redoing the loan. Do you have to do paperwork again? Yes, there are some people that might have qualified years ago when they did the original mortgage, and now they have to re-qualify on the new mortgage. So your credit will need to be pulled, and documents such as pay stubs, et cetera, will need to be given again to qualify for the new mortgage. The last step, step six, is you're going to lock in the interest rate with the lender. Now, keep in mind that interest rates are only good for a certain amount of time. So another thing that we see, I get this from my years of experience, I've refinanced thousands of people over the last 27 years of my career, and there's less of a sense of urgency. It's just natural. You're in the house, there's not the pressure of a seller. So when you lock in the interest rate, just make sure that you know what the deadline is, what the lock expiration is. Interest rates can be really tricky. They can rise at any time. And so you don't want to be caught to where the rate will expire and you haven't finished the paperwork. So just make sure that you comply with the lender's request as quickly as possible. A normal close time for a refinance is 30 to 45 days, but that also depends on how quickly the client responds to requests for paperwork, et cetera. So work closely with your lender and make sure that you know all of the timelines that are required during that lock period. You're likely asking, how do I know when to refinance my mortgage? I've got a video just for you on that very topic. So stick around the channel. We've got the link down below in the description. We've also got it at the end of the video. Thanks for visiting. Look forward to educating you soon.
Do you have more questions about refinancing? Just shoot me a note. My contact information is in the show notes. I've also got some bonus materials, some other links for you down below in the show notes about what's going to happen to rates this year. Should I even refinance in the future? What's going on with the market? So those are some good resources for you. Tune in every week where I bring you real facts, no BS, everything mortgage on the Loan with Jen podcast. See you next time.